My name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of joy. Today, we hear from Sabina Maiden.
To me, nothing says joy like the birth of a baby. I suppose that's why my happiness quickly shrunk to anxiety when the nurse ran into the maternity emergency room I was relaxing in and ordered, "Ma'am, I need you to be extremely calm and slow your breathing now." Well, nothing says increase your breathing rate and work yourself up into a frenzy like being told by a medical professional to do so, right? I was 8 months pregnant into my first pregnancy. And early that Sunday morning, when I awoke, I realized my belly, which had been doing flips and flops and butterfly flutters for many weeks, suddenly felt pretty dormant. So after a few minutes, I woke my husband to tell him this. And he, of course, suggested we call the doctor immediately, which we did. Their instructions were for me to drink a caffeine-filled beverage and then start counting baby kicks. Of course, I followed the directions to a T. If I felt 10 kicks within a certain amount of time, the doctor on call said we should be fine and we could follow up tomorrow in his office. So after slamming the soda, I felt that exact number of kicks that he said I ought to. Or at least it seemed like I felt them. I was unsure. Something inside me, not just the baby I was carrying, told me things still weren't quite right. I reported to my husband that the kick number was correct, but I still had some lingering doubt and thought I needed to be checked further. So we did what many first-time expectant parents do and hopped in the car, speeding to the hospital to make sure things were as they should be. When we got there, they ran a bunch of tests and hooked me up to machines for a few hours until everyone in the room agreed that the baby was just fine and that I'd be back to see them in another month or so for the delivery. They even suggested that my husband go home for a bit to check on our dogs and do a few other things so that they could finish the hospital discharge paperwork, and then he could return for me in an hour or so. So I sat there in the hospital bed by myself waiting for my husband to return, still listening to the rhythmic beeps of the last baby monitor they had yet to remove. I remember I was calmly sitting there, almost giggling with glee to myself at the doctor's reassuring words that everything was fine and in a month we'd have a happy, healthy baby. And that's when the nurse slammed open the hospital room door. "Ma'am, I need you to be extremely calm and slow your breathing now." "I was being calm until you said that," I thought inside my head. I glanced over the screen and noticed the baby's heart rate had slowed considerably, which had caused the alarm in the nurse's station and her abrupt entry. It's probably an important spiritual side note to mention that I was introduced to the love of Jesus at a very young age, and I've heard many messages about faith and prayer, and I knew of many amazing examples of God's good work. But if I'm being honest, I didn't always go directly to God every time I had a problem first thing. But in this moment, there was no hesitation. I recall sort of going inside my head. I felt like I was being lifted up inside somehow, and my breath came evenly. That's when it arrived in my head. "Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." It was a verse I had learned long ago and just prayed it over and over and over. I went into a state of peace so deep it took the two nurses' voices to awaken me and then the doctor's voice to congratulate me on my perfectly slowed breathing that caused the baby's head to take pressure off the prolapsed umbilical cord, which had been pressed against, causing the baby's breathing to stop. The next thing I felt was being wheeled Dale Earnhardt style into an emergency operating room, looking up to see my husband as a nurse was strapping on the blue surgical gear, with the mask only allowing me to see his worried eyes. As we looked at each other, I found that hopeful calm return and tried to share it with my own returning look. They performed an emergency C-section so fast they weren't able to give me all the pain-reducing drugs, but I don't recall feeling a thing, except the complete and utter joy when the doctor announced, "It's a girl!" And everybody cried, even our new beautiful daughter. In the 19 years since that day, I cannot count the number of times when life has presented a seemingly unbearable challenge that I have had to call out that piece of Psalm 42, a beautiful and reassuring scripture again and again. It's a little embarrassing to admit, but it's taken me many tries and trials, but I think it's finally sunk in my often stubborn mind that when I do put my hope and my faith in God, that joy is always the ending result. As we continue through this season of Advent and prepare our hearts for the celebration of our newborn King, I'm reminded of the hope that can bring faith and the faith that can bring joy, especially when we allow ourselves to let God be the great deliverer.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of joy. Until then, God be with you.